Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, hey, mamas. Welcome to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. We're taking a lighter turn today on the podcast. We're going to be doing something a little bit different, something that I haven't done in a long time. This is going to introduce a series that Andrea and I have in the works by having guest experts here on our podcast. So I'm going to actually kick that off here with our very first guest expert. She is a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, five-year-old twin. She's my daughter, Mariella. Mariella, come say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, Mariella. So when we have guest experts on our podcast, Hello. Holy Healthy Christian Moms, what we do is we like to ask them different questions about different things. So I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? All right. So you just answer them for us. Mariella, what is your twin's name?
Bradford.
How old is Bradford?
Five.
So he's five and you're five?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, because you're twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other siblings?
Yes.
Who are your other siblings?
Juliana and William.
Mm-hmm. Juliana and William. And they're both sisters, right?
No.
Oh, what are they?
They're brothers and sisters.
So you have two brothers and one sister. Very cool. Okay. You have two brothers and one sister. Okay. Mariella, what is your favorite color?
Pink and teal and purple.
Pink and teal and purple. Those are some of my favorite colors too. What is your favorite? What is your favorite hairstyle? How do you like to wear your hair?
This.
What is it?
I don't know. Actually, this color.
Oh, no. That's the color. You're blonde. Yes, you are blonde. But how do you like to wear your hair? Do you like to wear your hair down? Do you like to wear your hair in a braid? Do you like to wear your hair in a high pony? What's your favorite?
Down.
Ooh. But do you wear your hair down a lot?
No.
How do you wear your hair most of the time?
A ponytail.
A high ponytail. Do you know anybody else that wears a high ponytail?
Miss T.
Miss T. She does. Does Miss T wear a bow with her high ponytails?
No.
Teachers don't wear bows, but do you wear a bow with your high pony?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some different kinds of questions, okay? This question is, what is your favorite storybook character? You still thinking? It's a long pause. You have somebody to choose from?
It's Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, yes. You like Peppa Pig and Fancy Nancy and Pinkalicious.
Yeah.
What is your favorite
subject? Fancy Nancy.
What's your favorite subject in school? What do you like learning about in school the most?
Math.
I like the math
at the other school.
Which other school? With who is your teacher?
That has Miss T.
Oh, you like the math with Miss T? Miss T is a topic of conversation today, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Mariella, what's your favorite food?
Macaroni and cheese and strawberries and
Broccoli.
Broccoli. And you love tomatoes too. You can eat
tomatoes.
Yes, you can eat some. You can eat your way with vegetables.
And blackberries, mm-hmm. and a strawberry bar.
And you like?
I mean the cupcake bar.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Good. And you like cucumbers.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're so good. They're super healthy for you too.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now I'm gonna ask you, what?
Hello.
What makes you the happiest? What makes you the happiest? What makes you really, really happy? Is it something that you do? Like, what's your favorite thing to do? What makes you laugh the most? Is that a hard one?
Mm-hmm. What can we come back to
it? Yes, we can come back to it. What makes you sad?
My dream telling me not to play Barbies with her.
Who?
Joanna.
Oh, it makes you sad when your sister says that she won't play Barbies with you?
No. When she plays Barbies and she says she doesn't want to play Barbies with me.
Oh, when she's playing Barbies and she won't let you play Barbies. That makes
yes.
you sad. That would make me sad too. What else makes you sad?
When William tells me not to go upstairs.
William tells you not to go upstairs into his room? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back. What makes you happy?
Playing Barbies.
Playing Barbies. What else makes you happy? Playing with your friends?
Playing with Hadassah and Riley.
Playing with Hadassah and Riley. Yeah. Who are some of your other friends? What are their names?
Bo, and that's all.
Mm-hmm. What about Emma?
Yes, even Harper.
And Harper?
Mama, yep. Harper was not there.
Harper wasn't there today?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Mary.
Not Western and not. So Ava, Harper, and Western were not there. The same people were not there.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm asking you a question now. What makes you mad? What makes you mad? Do you know? Do you ever get mad?
No.
You really don't. You really, really don't get mad. All right, I'm going to ask you.
But I get mad when Joanna won't play Barbies with
mm-hmm. me. That makes you sad and mad when she won't play Barbies with you. Mm-hmm. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Who is Jesus?
God?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus is God. And what does Jesus do?
He protects us.
He protects you. What else does he do for you, sweetie?
He made us.
He made us. What else? What else?
He loved you.
Oh, he loves you too.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I have another question. Where does Jesus live?
heaven. Mm-hmm. Heaven, the other way up.
Heaven? Mm-hmm. Where does Jesus really live, though?
I don't know. In your heart.
In my heart, yeah. Yep. He lives in the hearts of anybody who invites him to be in there. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? What's your favorite song that you sang in chapel?
I don't know. I don't know.
We have a lot to choose from, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Jesus Hokey Pokey? You like that one? What about the books of the Bible?
Yes.
Do you want to sing the books of the Bible with me?
No.
Do you want to sing? What do you want to sing? Anything?
Nothing.
No? Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners tonight?
Yes.
What else would you like to tell them?
Ask them a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ask them a question. Ask them a question. Ask them a question and we'll see if they respond.
Do you have Barbies at your house?
So the question from the five-year-old is, do you have Barbies at your house? So if you would please, please leave that answer in the comments so that I can tell her if our listeners have Barbies in their house. And what's super amazing is we have listeners from all over the world. So we'd love to know which houses all over the world have Barbies in them. So guys, part of the point of doing this podcast today with my five-year-old is just to remind us all of the joy that comes from being a child and to tap into some of that joy when things get hard and things get tough. Things have been exhaustingly challenging for me the last couple of months. And sometimes it helps if we just stop all the adult stuff going on and just play Barbies with our little girls or ask them questions about their favorite ice cream or their favorite colors. Hey, I didn't ask you what your favorite flavor of ice cream is. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream? I can't talk.
Strawberry. It's
what, you want to sit in my lap? Okay, sweetie. It's what?
It's strawberry birthday cake and peach.
Oh, peach. I love peach.
And my favorite smoothie is peach.
You like peach smoothies?
Yes, even strawberries. And
strawberries. So that's kind of the point
here.
She
can do a handstand.
She can do a handstand. It's just to remember the joy of being a child and to remember that you are a child of God. It's okay to not take things so seriously. It's okay to relax. It's okay to stop the to-do list. I was telling our clients on their group coaching call today that the to-do list never ends. Never, ever, ever. Even when we die, our to-do list goes to somebody else to manage our affairs. Okay. So our to-do list never, ever goes away. So it's up to us to press pause on that to-do list and to enjoy things like
bye-bye.
A five-year-old child. It's also to remind you guys that I'm in all this too. I'm in the thick of being a parent. I'm in the thick of the long nights, the discipline, the tears, the frustration, but I'm also in the season of joy with my little ones. And I'm on my quest to be holy, healthy in him, just like you are. So I hope you will subscribe if you haven't already. And you can really look forward to this podcast series that we have coming up where we're going to be interviewing some more guest experts. Okay. One more question for Mariella.
No, two more.
Okay. What are they?
Do you have
why don't you ask them something about why don't you ask them what their favorite food is or their favorite ice cream?
What is your favorite food?
Okay, what's your favorite food? So don't let a five-year-old down. Let us know. Do you have Barbies at your house? And what is your favorite food? All right, ladies.
And one more.
Oh, one more. Okay, quickly.
Do you have one stuffed animal or a lot of stuffed animals?
So do you have one stuffed animal in your house or a lot of stuffed animals? All right, ladies, we will see you next time on the next episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms.
Bye-bye.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.